Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Like, can we disagree on a lot of things. And I mean us, the listeners. But can we agree upon this? Christian Javier should not be the one coming out of the rotation whenever they make decisions. I'm serious. I don't care if when Lance comes back. I don't care when Jake Odorizzi comes back.
It sucks to suck.
If there are five spots in the pitching rotation, Christian Javier needs to have one of those five spots. Can we at least agree with that?
As 100%. A whole, right? Absolutely.
As a whole, we may have wondered, but as a whole, can we at least agree to that? Christian Javier is a starter and should be a starter on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And I know you over there at that text line, but I need all them textures that was banging on you and I when we were talking about Christian Javier a month and a half ago to circle on back and let's talk about it. I mean, I'm looking at his stat
they
line.
They won't dare.
No, ain't no way. But the Christian Javier right now, he's thrown and these are round numbers. I'm rounding up or down. I'm not gonna give you two-thirds and third of any kind of deal. Here's the deal. Christian Javier's pitched eight fewer innings than Luis Garcia. He's pitched 12 fewer innings than Jose Urquidy. He's pitched 25 fewer innings than Framber Valdez and 27 to 28 fewer innings than Justin Verlander. Here's what's impressive. He's second to Verlander in total strikeouts. Ks per nine innings, 11.6. He's first in that Ks per nine. But in just total strikeouts, he's second behind Verlander in strikeouts. And when you look at what Javier, look at his stat line, what he's been able to do, he's in the conversation with everybody on this particular list, on this rotation, other than Justin Verlander, what he's capable of doing. I'm not saying he's Framber Valdez. I'm not saying I trust him as much as I do Lance McCullers. But when we talk about what a young man is capable of doing, he's given up 19 earned runs. He's given up four home runs. Now he's got a little bit of a walk problem. That's where we're at. There's a little bit of a walk problem. He has an issue to come out and just be wild as hell and lose his command from time to time. But overall, we've got a 10 game. He started 10 games so far. We've got a good sample size of what he's capable of doing, and the strikeouts are through the roof, and I believe in it. I mean, I legitimately believe in what Christian Javier is capable of doing at this point in time. No question about it. He doesn't come out of the starting rotation in any way, shape, or form.
Come on, man.
By the way, second
13 strikeouts against that lineup.
By the way, second to Verlander only in WHIP as well. If you're a WHIP guy.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen,
I am.
Yeah, I don't give a damn. I watch with my eyes.
Second in ERA too. If you're an ERA guy, by the way.
Yeah, I do like the ERA.
ERA, WHIP, strikeouts.
You can do all that. All I know is I sat there and watched him, and Giancarlo Stanton he was at his mercy the entire time. I believe he struck out three times against him. Aaron Judge was just like so much so they couldn't even pull the trigger. Like if you just watch that game, and it wasn't some sort of a boy he caught him, or man, you know he was able to sneak things by them. No, man, it was a straight up, he and his stuff, they weren't able to touch. Like, I remember, maybe a year ago, Brandon Belak had like a performance against the Angels where you're like, hey, oh, right, look at Brandon Belak. He went five innings. But you watched it, you're like, oh, boy, a couple of loud outs were caught, or, boy, they just hadn't seen him before. Nope. Saturday, Christian Javier, their best hitters, they could not touch him. Seventh inning, he is in the career career high in pitches. Upwards 110, moving towards 115, which he finished with. He finishes striking out. Judge striking out.
Rizzo
striking out Stanton, and then striking out Donaldson.
Set
their asses all down. Some swinging, some looking. He shut their asses all down. That dude cannot go back to the, hey, maybe we use him Tuesday, or maybe we use him Saturday, or I don't know when we're going to use him. We'll use him when the game's out of hand. Or, oh, Luis blew up. We'll use him. No, man, he has got to be a major part of this team, and he is one of the best, right now, to me, one of the best three starters in the rotation. He has to have a spot there the whole way.
I agree wholeheartedly, Show. I have zero pushback. The stats tell you that. The most recent performance tells you that. What he was able to do against that lineup, and as you say, he finished stronger than he started with the way he sat guys down. I'm with you. I think I don't know what the analytics say. I don't know what the Brent Stromless pitching coach is. I don't know what they say, but ultimately when I look at this, it is very difficult for me to get to a place where the answer, whatever formula, whatever you throw into the formula, the answer is Christian Javier going back to the bullpen. I can't get down. I wouldn't be able to get down with that.
No, that's it. We're past, and if Saturday didn't prove, we're well past the, oh, he feels more, Jacob DeRisi feels more comfortable pitching out of the rotation, or Urquidy feels more comfortable. Who cares? This dude right here cannot go to the bullpen at all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.